I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good day, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, in with my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Pat Devaney. Good morning. And our guest today, Mike Wallace, Zoning Enforcement Officer with the City of Scranton. How are you today?
Good morning. Fine.
Thanks for being here with us. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. Feel free
to email us any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or call us toll-free at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-5225.
You can view our listings or search the MLS or listen to our archived radio shows by going to jruddy.com. JRUDDY.com. Friend us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. Okay, Mike, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, your experience? How long have you been the zoning enforcement officer with the City of Scranton, please?
Sure. I've been with the City of Scranton since January of 2003 as the zoning enforcement officer. Prior to that, I worked for 22 years for the IBM Corporation, primarily with them in sales and engineering.
Okay, great. In terms of your work with the City of Scranton and the zoning enforcement title that you have, I'm sure the excitement with the City of Scranton is a lot more than it was at IBM. Am I correct?
The interface with the people is a lot different on a day-to-day basis than who I deal with, from builders, architects, engineers, doctors looking for offices, to people selling or buying homes and looking for another place to live, or be it in the city or moving out. There's something every day, and usually something different every day to deal with.
Good. Well, in terms of zoning, there's different classifications, and a lot of times as realtors, we have to understand the different zoning classifications on properties. There's R1, there's R1A, there's R2. What are the different meanings of those zoning classifications?
Okay, I'll give the city website a little plug before we start. The Scranton website is at scrantonpa.gov. And if you wanted to get into any of the zoning, the ordinance applications, condemned property policies, rental registration applications, you would highlight city departments and then double click on licensing, inspections, and permits. And then there'll be a leaderboard across the middle of the page, and click on either zoning board or applications. And you can find everything in there. The zoning ordinance is under zoning board heading, and you'd go to section 3, which has all of the uses for the city. And residential uses all start with an R. They go from R1 to R3. R1 is, it's an area like Kaiser Valley or over in Tripp Park, the Kaiser Valley area by Luzerne Street, or the Trip Park. It's the largest building lots in the city, and the property needs to be built on a larger level with a bigger setback. You get into R1A, which is probably the largest residential area in the city. It has a 5,000 square foot minimum size. An R2 has a 4,000 square foot minimum size. R3, 4,000 square foot. So the higher number of this will indicate a larger lot size requirement. Smaller, you get into a smaller lot, and you also have easier uses for things like townhouses, although most of the time that will require zoning board approval. So if you looked at Section 3, you can get a good idea of what's allowed in the city and where it's allowed.
Well, I was impressed because what I did was I went on scrantonpa.gov, and I was able, for just a few clicks, to pull up the zoning map. So anybody could find out where their street is and what they're zoned. What is an R1C, clustered low density residential? What does that mean?
It's a residential conservation. I believe the only area we have it is up by Montage.
Okay.
And it's very restrictive building on what can be put there and the size that it can be.
Okay. And you have, the city of Scranton has a zoning ordinance book. Now,
yes.
Is this available to the public?
Yes, it is. You can get it in the zoning office on the fourth floor of City Hall, and $20 a copy.
Okay. So this very thick book is something that somebody, if they're interested in doing a project or if they need information regarding the zoning ordinance of the city of Scranton, it's available to them by going to your offices.
Yes.
And where's your office located?
It's on the fourth floor of City Hall at 340 North Washington Avenue.
Okay. You know, sometimes, not all the time, but a lot of times homeowners who don't routinely renovate or build or do projects, they don't find out about the zoning laws that affect them until sometimes after they've spent hundreds and thousands of dollars on their projects. And despite the size or renovation of the construction project, they may find this out after the fact. Do you see that happening out there?
It happens all the time. Primarily, it happens when people haven't hired the right contractor, or they start to do work without permits. If you hire a proper contractor and they come in with plans, we'll look at the plans and get them approval. Or what if they can't be approved at that point, then they'll be told where to go next or who to speak to, whether they may need an engineer or they may need an architect or they just may need different contractors.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here today, we're talking with Mike Wallace, Zoning Enforcement Officer of the City of Scranton. We're discussing zoning topics. And a few weeks back, I'm sure you know, we had Mark Seitzinger from Permits, Licensing, and Inspections, and he did. We did two shows with Mark regarding just what you were speaking of, that you're not getting the proper contractors involved in the project and then problems occurring as a result of that. And then that's where you come in with the zoning. Mike, often we hear words like grandfathered, special exception, variance, conforming, non-conforming use. Those are terms used when speaking of zoning and trying to get an understanding of zoning issues. Can you take us through the definition of each of those words? Start with grandfathered, please.
Sure. And before I start, I'll tell people to get back into the city website again, and all of the definitions on zoning are in Section 2 of the city zoning ordinance.
ScrantonPA.gov,
then highlight city departments, double-click on license, inspections, and permits, and then double-click on zoning board. And if you page down, you'll see zoning downloads. The zoning ordinance is there, and just bring up Section 2, and it has all of the explanations there. It's a dictionary of zoning terms.
Oh, good point. So grandfathered, what does that mean?
Grandfathered is a use that at one time was legal in a zone in the city, but isn't now. It's not an allowed use, but it's been operating continuously, and it's now allowed, it's said to be grandfathered in. It could be a use or a building that's there, or it could be either a functional use or a graphic use as a building with setbacks that aren't there, that are illegal now.
Well, in a perfect world, a property would conform to the current zoning classifications and then no problems exist. But in the city of Scranton, we know otherwise, right?
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of mixed uses throughout the neighborhoods, and there's a lot of mom and pop pizza stores and grocery stores that once existed. So if they're in operation, let me see if I hear you correctly, if they're operating currently in that neighborhood, they're not zoned properly. They are grandfathered and allowed to be used as such.
That's right.
Okay. What happens if...
somebody buys it?
Okay, that's a good question.
All right, that's what I was... I thought that's where you were going. So say I buy the pizza place that's been grandfathered in and I continue to operate it as a pizza place. Is that okay?
Yes, it is, because the nonconformity, which is called a nonconforming use, goes with the address and with the property, not with the owner. So as long as it continues to operate in the nonconforming status that it has been, you could change repeated owners.
As long as it stays the same. But if I wanted to operate, say, a tattoo parlor out of there, I would not be grandfathered anymore?
No, wouldn't. You need to go to the zoning board.
I'd have to go to the zoning board again.
What if, where I was going to go, is what if the property is vacant and not used in such a manner? How long would it be allowed to be vacant before the next pizza shop owner would be able to operate it as a pizza shop owner, or it doesn't, not allowed?
Okay. The city zoning ordinance allows a nonconformity to stand as long as it's continually used. If it's discontinued for 6 months or more, you would need to go back to the zoning board to get approval to reuse it.
So the magic number is 6 months.
Yes.
Okay. So it could be not the pizza shop for 4 months, and somebody buys it and puts a pizza shop there, new name, it's allowed.
Yes.
Because it's grandfathered.
Yes.
Okay, good. Because that could be confusing.
Yeah, 6 months is the, people would think it's a year. 6 months is the magic number.
Right. We have a certificate of nonconformity that we'll issue on a property that the property owner or the buyer would need to get and fill that out. And it's maybe 20 questions that asks, what's it been used for? How long has it been used? How long has it been discontinued? And if you can bring that in with some paperwork, some receipts, or the city tax records that it's been operational within the last 6 months, then we can approve it.
Okay, great, good. Before we head towards that break, I will review. We have some buyers out there that just can't find what they're looking for. And we have Jason Thomas, who has a pre-approved buyer for a ranch in the West Scranton or North Scranton area, and anything under $100,000, a ranch, and they will consider something as small as a one-bedroom. And that, again, that's a pre-approved buyer. Sarah Weiss also has pre-approved buyers looking in the North Pocono School District, 3 bedrooms, and the school district is very important. That's probably the most important. Price range doesn't matter. And she also has an FHA pre-approved buyer for 3 bedrooms anywhere under $70,000, and school district is very important there as well. So if you have a property that meets that description and you're thinking about selling, give us a call, because we just may have that buyer for you. It's time for a short break. We will be back in a little bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
Welcome back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning. And our guest, Mike Wallace, Zoning Enforcement Officer with the City of Scranton. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
Okay, so before we get started, Pat has an announcement, please.
Yes, please join us for a benefit to find a cure for cystic fibrosis. This is going to be Sunday, August 14th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Troop Hose Company number 1. That's located at 512 Center Street in Troop. They're going to have a pasta dinner, takeouts available, live entertainment, gift cards, a ton of baskets, 50-50s, and other prizes. Tickets are being sold for $10 at the door. This benefit is being held for 4-year-old Ella Chapman. She's a beautiful little girl and others living with this life-threatening disease. She receives daily breathing treatments, suffers from persistent coughing, and spent 2 weeks. This little kid spent 2 weeks in an isolated hospital room earlier this year. People living with cystic fibrosis are expected to live into their 30s or 40s. Recently, there's been a lot of medical advancements that have made us closer to a cure for cystic fibrosis. You can help us get there. All proceeds from this event go directly to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. That is going to be Sunday, August 14th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Troop Hose Company number 1, located at 512 Center Street in Troop. It's a great cause, so come on out. Maybe you can win a prize and eat some good food.
Yeah, Stella takes karate with our son, Patrick.
Yeah, she's a beautiful little girl. She walks into the room and she lights up the room. She's just terrific.
Great, and it's a good cause, and there are takeouts available, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Thank you, Pat. Before the break, Mike, we were talking about the different terms regarding, you know, things that we come across when we talk about zoning, such as grandfathered and special exception and conforming, non-conforming, and variance. And we were starting to talk about grandfathered. So if a property is grandfathered and it's used in a special way, which is not according to the current zoning classification of that neighborhood, street, area, that it's allowed as long as it stays open and operating as such and is not vacant for longer than 6 months.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. What is a special exception?
The easiest way to describe that, if you wanted to open a business in your home, you would need to get a variance. You live in a residential zone. You don't have a business there. You want to open a business. You'd need a variance for the zoning board to approve a use that is not allowed in that zone. You've got the business in there and it's not working out and you want to change the business. Then you would need a special exception. A special exception is similar to a variance. It's not as extensive, it's not as specific, and it just requires that a use not be any more intrusive on the neighborhood than the previous use.
So when they go through this process of either applying for a variance or a special exception, what is the process? They have to go for this variance, they have to probably go in front of a panel.
The city, we have an application that you fill out. Fill out the application, have it notarized. There's a $400 filing fee. And then you appear in front of the zoning board, which meets the second Wednesday of every month. And at that meeting, you'll explain your situation, what you're looking for, what you want. The zoning board will question you on the specific use, depending on what it is. Say it's going to be a retail store. They would ask you who's going to be employed there, how many people will be working, how many customers will be there, how many square feet will the use involve with your property, and how much parking will you have?
Parking's a biggie, isn't it?
Parking's huge in the city.
Okay.
Right now.
Can I ask you something about the zoning board? How many people are on the zoning board?
There's 5 people that sit every month on the board.
They sit every month? Okay.
Yes.
Are they elected to terms or?
Zoning board members are appointed by council.
Okay. Okay.
And they're residents of the city?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, does someone that goes in front of the zoning board, do they need an attorney?
You don't need an attorney, but it's oftentimes, depending on what you're asking for, it's a good piece of advice to get one. Some people have a hard time talking, especially in front of a crowd. You're going to be on television. You're in front of a board that's going to make a decision that may have a very large impact on you.
Okay.
So it's oftentimes good advice to bring an attorney.
We always tell people when they're buying and selling a house, it's a good move to get an attorney to represent you.
Right.
I think it's money well spent.
When people ask me, do you think I should bring an attorney, I usually respond that if you're asking me that question, the answer is more than likely yes.
Right. I think if it's that important, especially if it's something regarding their livelihood and something that they need to do and want to do, yes. Now, at what point does the neighborhood get involved? Doesn't the neighborhood have to be...
Well, one of the requirements on the zoning application is that you list adjacent properties to the area that you're looking for a zoning change on. And they're notified by mail. I post the properties with stapled posters, tape posters on the building or on the property perimeter before the board. And we notify the neighborhood groups that there's going to be a zoning hearing that month and who's going to be involved in it. So anybody who's within a minimum of 200 feet of the property, anybody who's in the neighborhood association, or anybody who would be affected by the use, the variance, the special exception, is allowed to testify at the zoning board.
Whether they're for it or against it.
That's right.
Okay. Probably you see more people coming out that are opposed to something than you do.
Most of the time, the person doing the application will bring their supporters, and if it's objected to by the neighbors, then there'll be a group of them also.
Right, right. Okay. Well, that's good information to know. Actually, okay, we talked about grandfathered, special exception, variance, conforming, non-conforming, and all the different meanings regarding those terms. We have a commercial building for sale in the city of Scranton right now. It's at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. It is in a residential zone. It operated as a specific business for many, many years. And it's now vacant. And I believe it's been vacant for more than 6 months. It's clearly not a residential structure, or clearly could not be used as a residential structure. What's the procedure that should be followed regarding my real estate company, my realtor that has this listing, and any potential future buyer?
The buyer should take a look at the building, and what I tell them is apply to the zoning board for whatever use that you want to use here, and then make a sale with your realtor contingent on zoning board approval.
Okay, so then they would have to go in front of the zoning board, and it meets the second Wednesday of every month. So how much of a time frame would you say would be on based on that offer should be given for that buyer to be able to know whether they get a variance?
The zoning board will give an opinion that night.
Oh.
Unless it gets very complicated, and oftentimes this is when the applicant would have been better off with the lawyer, when sometimes they just find it hard to explain what they're going to do or how often they're going to do it, and they don't have the fundamentals of their operation down solidly. The zoning board will say, would you like to come back in another month and apply?
Okay, so several things are running through my mind right now. I put together the agreement of sale, a price is negotiated, seller's happy, buyer's happy with the price. Okay. And the terms, and then it's a, you know, usually contingent upon financing. Now, this variance contingency would be inserted in the agreement of sale that the buyer would have to be approved by the city of Scranton and be given this variance to operate whatever they wanted to operate in this facility. Now, we get the agreement of sale together a week or two before that second Wednesday. Is there any guarantee that we would be on that list, or sometimes do you have so many on a list that you would be bumped to the next month? How do you find that information out?
The state requirement is that you be on a zoning board hearing within 60 days of your application. I can tell people the application date for next month's hearing, the August hearing, is on August 10th. The application deadline was on July 20th.
Okay.
If your application was in by July 20th, you'll be
heard. Okay. Yes. Okay. I see. So these are the things that we would need to know as realtors in regards to that building, that specific building. I'm sure there's many others out there, but you know, I was thinking of this when I was putting together the show, and it was a perfect opportunity for me to find out without having to call you or email you. What are the setbacks for construction in the city of Scranton? You have a lot, you have a vacant lot available. What are the setbacks for a residential home?
They're different in every zone. Again, this, if you get back on the city website, scrantonpa.gov, highlight city departments, drop down to licensing, inspections, and permits, double-click on zoning board, and then drop down and double-click on section 3. If you find your zone, if you know where you are, R1A, the biggest residential zonage in the city, the setbacks are 25 feet in the rear, 20 feet in the front, and the sides are 12 feet combined with no side less than 4. That just stands out because there's so much of it. But if you go to an R2 zone, the front and rear setbacks are the same, 20 in the front, 25 in the rear. The side setbacks are 8 feet with no side less than 4.
So if I had a home and I wanted to put an extension on it, and it didn't conform to that, it was less than 4 feet on one side, and I wanted to extend my house back, would I be able to do that?
Yes. In a residential zone, you can extend where your house is now and get no closer with the side setback. Now, in the rear, if you're going to extend it to the rear, if it's already within the rear setback, you could square that off, but you can't get any closer to the rear boundary.
Okay, because we have an instance where there was a property, it was extended into the rear. It wasn't even close to the 25 feet in the back. It's a pretty big lot, but they extended the buildings. I was curious about that.
Does the neighbor have to sign off?
No, as long as you meet the requirements within the zoning ordinance, no. And if you wanted to get closer than that, the neighbor wouldn't be able to sign off on a home. You would go to the zoning board for that.
Okay. Well, we covered a lot of good information today, and there's so much more that we didn't get through that I would love to talk to you about regarding zoning and zoning issues. Would you be willing to come back next week with us?
Surely.
Okay, great. Looking forward to it, Mike. Before we close, we'll review a listing.
Yes, I have a listing. It's Sarah Weiss's listing. It's 112 Mosswood Road in Roaring Brook Township. It's 4 bedrooms, 1.5 baths for $179,900. It's a one-of-a-kind, amazing 4 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. It's got beautiful skylights, brick fireplace, stone pillars, and built in a way that you can actually live and sit in it. It's a beautiful home. Landscaping to die for. The price includes a 100 by 200 extra parcel, a two-car garage, and so much more. This is very nice. It's 112 Mosswood Road in Roaring Brook Township for $179,900.
Thank you, Pat. And before we close, I always close with the tip of the day. If you are moving and you have children who are feeling a little apprehensive about the move, you may want to prepare them by reading a story. Two books are recommended. One is a preschool geared book, We're Moving by Heather Masner. This book leads the child gently through the concept of moving and change. It's part of the publisher's first time series designed to deal with new situations. The realistic details with watercolored, washed artwork will encourage kids to talk about the scary upheaval and about their mixed up feelings when they have to leave the familiar and find a new home. The second book, I'm Not Moving, Mama, by Nancy White, is the story of a little mouse who refuses to leave his room on moving day. Publishers Weekly says children anxious about relocating will be comforted by Mama Mouse's calm and cheerful attitude towards his misgivings. We're out of time. Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker, again with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney.
Thanks, Jackie.
Goodbye. And Mike Wallace of the City of Scranton. Remember to contact us by email during the week.
You can email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or call us at 570-344-6724, 570-344-6724.
Or view our listings or search the MLS or listen to our archive radio shows at jruddy.com, jruddy.com. Thanks and have a tremendous weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.